Hello, and welcome to the Sound Objectivity Podcast. If you're new here, my name is David Campagna, a 30-year corporate executive, entrepreneur, lifelong learner, and your host. This podcast is all about navigating career, identity, and change with clarity, intention, and self-awareness, especially during those moments of transition. I blend my real-world experience and reflective insight to help you think more clearly, lead more consciously, and design a career and life that actually fits who you are becoming. If you're listening to this around the turn of the year, I want to start by saying this: Happy New Year. But more importantly, welcome to a moment of pause. And before we go any further, let me gently challenge something. Every January, we are surrounded by noise. New years, new habits. New year, new body. New year, new productivity system. 7 steps, 30 days, overnight change. Most of us already know how the story goes. The motivation spikes, the expectations rise, and somewhere between February and March, reality sets in. Not because you're broken, lazy, or undisciplined, but because real transformation does not work like a crash diet. Lasting change is not an event. It is a practice. It is a relationship you build with yourself over time. Today, I want to talk about a different kind of transformation. One that does not start by fixing yourself, but with meeting yourself. Especially those parts of you that you have been avoiding. So let's kick off the new year by making it the year to become who you are afraid to be. There is a reason we repeat the same patterns, even when we swear we want to do something different. We fall back into old habits, old roles, old identities, because they're familiar. Familiar feels safe, even when it's limiting. From a neurological perspective, this all makes sense. Your brain is designed to conserve energy and rely on established pathways. Change requires effort. Your brain is remarkably adaptive across your entire life. This capacity is often referred as neuroplasticity, the ability to reorganize and form new connections through experience and repetition. What that means in practical terms is this: growth is possible, but it's incremental. It happens through awareness, repetition, and patience. Before we upgrade our internal operating system, how we think, how we act, how we relate to ourselves and others, we have to address the internal conflict many of us carry quietly. And that brings us to fear. No, not fear of failure, but fear of self. There's a story that illustrates this beautifully. It is a story of a man named Bertrand. Bertrand moves to the countryside because people exhausted him. He wanted peace, solitude, and distance. But that distance does not bring grief. Instead, something unsettling begins to emerge. In the basement of his home, a monster appears. As a child, Bertrand was energetic, loud, and insistent. Over time, through strict discipline and social pressure, he learned that being himself was not acceptable. So he adapted. He became who he was expected to be: productive, polite, controlled. The monster represented the parts of himself that were never integrated: the energy, the anger, the vitality, the truth. When ignored long enough, those parts don't disappear. They manifest in other ways. Psychologist Carl Jung referred to this process as individualization. The lifelong journey of becoming who you truly are by integrating both the conscious and unconscious aspects of yourself. Not eliminating them, integrating them. Bertrand's response to the monster is what many of us do internally. He tries to destroy it. He fights it. He numbs himself to avoid feeling its pressure. And all of it fails. He becomes exhausted, disconnected, and consumed by the struggle. Only when someone suggests something radically different does the story shift? The suggestion is simple. Have you tried talking to it? Bertrand puts down his weapons, stands his ground. He invites the monster upstairs, and it changes. The point here is not the literal story. The point here is the lesson. Growth does not come from erasing parts of yourself. It comes from confronting them with honesty and courage. So how do we do this in real life without metaphors and monsters and bait? Well, transformation tends to move through stages, not cleanly, not perfectly, but predictively. Stage one is awareness. You begin to see your patterns clearly, your habits, your triggers, your stories. You cannot change what you are not willing to notice. Stage two is reflection. You still fall into old behaviors, but now you can observe them without much judgment. You can ask different questions. What was I avoiding? What did I need at that particular moment? Stage three is change in the moment. This is where choice appears. You pause. You respond instead of react. This is where new neural pathways begin to form through repetition, not willpower alone. Stage four is integration. The new way of being starts to feel natural, not because it's easy, but because it's aligned. Your external life begins to reflect your internal clarity. This process is often described as upgrading your internal operating system. This takes time and requires trust. Trust that the new way is sustainable, even when the old way is tempting and comfortable. And talking about being comfortable, let's talk about habits, because habits are where intention meets reality. Your current life is largely the result of what you do repeatedly. Habits follow a simple neurological loop. A cue triggers a craving. A craving motivates a response. The response delivers the reward. Understanding this loop allows you to design behavior more intentionally. To build supportive habits, you may make the cue obvious, the behavior attractive, the action easy, and the reward satisfying. To break habits that no longer serve you, you reverse the process. You make the cue harder to access, the behavior less appealing, the action more difficult, the reward less reinforcing. This is not about discipline as punishment. It's all about design. You are not fighting yourself. You are working with how your mind already functions. But there are several pitfalls to watch out for. One that I've spoken about quite a bit, perfectionism. Progress matters more than consistency without self-compassion. Another is information overload. Consuming endless advice can create paralysis instead of clarity. Comparison quietly erodes motivation. Your timeline is not someone else's timeline. And lastly, and most importantly, ambition must be balanced with acceptance. Growth rooted in self-rejection does not last. Growth rooted in self-respect does. Let's wrap this up. If you take nothing else from this episode, take this. The new you is not someone you need to invent. It's someone you need to allow. Becoming who you are afraid to be does not mean becoming reckless or unrecognizable. It means becoming more honest, more integrated, and more whole. Real transformation is not about winning a battle against yourself. It's about ending the war. As you step into this new year, consider a different commitment, not to fix everything, but to listen, to confront what you've been avoiding, to have conversations you have been postponing with yourself. Change is not a destination, it's a dialogue. Thank you for taking the time to listen today. You have been listening to New Year, New You, Becoming Who You Are Afraid to Be. Please connect with me on Instagram and Facebook. I love reading your feedback and answering your questions. Lastly, stay grounded, stay curious, and keep moving forward with sound objectivity. Until next time.